Okay, yeah, so I wanted to make this video about the whole concept of chivalry, right? Now, originally, with all these, like, with issues of dealing with men and women, it's like men, as men, like, you must understand that women are followers, period. Period. They're followers. I don't care how strong they claim to be, how independent they are. Like, a woman. A woman is not happy until she's actively following someone. You see, like, she can't, like, a woman cannot be at rest if she's the one who's being followed. Like, she's not truly at rest. Like, some women can put up with it, let's say, like, if they just want a family and they'll, get some loser bum dude to, to put a baby in her and keep a family together. They can, like, deal with it in like extreme scenarios like that, like on like a motherly standpoint. But every other scenario, and most scenarios even in that, like, women just are not happy being a leader. Like Patrice O'Neal said, no woman wants to win. They want to be with a winner. You see, now this is going to come back to the core topic of the video. So since women always follow, see, like, a lot of these problems in the last 20 years were not, they weren't widely spoken on problems. And also men weren't up to this speed of dealing with women and, and communicating, because the internet is bringing everybody together and getting information pumping in and out much faster. So, like, years ago, man, like, women, like I said, women follow, like, they're, women are followers. They're gonna follow whatever they think other women are doing and wanting. So when it came to chivalry, every woman knew it was like, okay, even though, a large population of women would still go out, they would still do the whole bad boy thing, blah, 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 just maybe keep it under wraps and everything. But for the most part, like, it was a safe bet to know, like, chivalry would at least get you like a second date with a woman. Now, see, now that we've grown as a society, like, as men and women, and we can, like, kind of like read between the lines and then spread the information between the lines, you see. The reason why women are confused about chivalry is this. See, women hate to spell things out. Like, because, and my firm philosophy on it is, the reason why women hate to spell things out means that they would have to think logically about the situation. And then once they begin to think logically about the situation, they'll slowly deduce that they're really not worth any of it, anything that they ever asked for. This is why women hate logic. When you argue with the woman, you're never going to get a straight answer. Okay. It's never, because, like I said, one could, because, and it's in a woman's mind. She knows, like, women, they know how to think logically, but women know once they start making 2 + 2 = 4, that means 4 + 4 must equal 8, then 8 + 8 must equal 16. And they'll keep growing in an equation in their head until they come to the inevitable conclusion that they're not worth anything what they're asking for. Okay. So when it comes to the chivalry thing, the reason why women are so confused is because when they're dealing with a man, they cannot apply logic anymore. So they have to just pretty much act off whatever other people are doing or whatever they feel in that, like, exact moment. So, but see, men, we like to diagram things. We like plot out exactly what's going on, like with the crazy hot matrix. Like, we can plot it out and make, legit, firm logic on it. So this is what women are doing with chivalry. Chivalry is pretty much the equivalent of a woman that has a good personality, and she can, you might talk to her more. Chivalry for them. Okay, for instance, if you're super hot, or if it's known you have a lot of money and she's into that, you don't need any chivalry, son. You don't have to do anything, anything crazy. You don't have to do anything for them. If whatever you have, they're like hyped about. See, chivalry is the equivalent of a good personality. Once you don't have anything to offer a woman, then it's about the personality and all that shit. But to a woman, like, if you have something that to truly offer, she ain't thinking about your personality. And the same thing with women. If you actually have something to genuinely offer, or she at least thinks you have something to offer, you can say whatever the fuck you want to say. I've done it. Because I like to say, and I'll be the first to admit, I'm not a very rich man at all, but my lifestyle and, like, my life actions would lead women to believe that I might, and then like the friends I have, it might lead women to believe that I might, you know, either be of higher, like personally be of higher value than I actually am, or I can get them in the door with other higher value men. So like once you end up in these circles, chivalry, you don't need chivalry. Like, you don't need it, because like I said, women love value and men value love. I got that from Entrepreneurs in Cars. He's a good guy to watch, man. And that's a great saying. I don't know if he came up with it or he got it from someone else, but that is how you must look at the world. Men value love, women love value. That's just the reality of it. So like I said, so once as a man, see, once you don't have a lot of value, see, now you got to rely on other things to, like, you know, kind of, you know, reel her in, you know, your personality. Now you got to be funny. Now you got to be, you know, eccentric. You got to be witty. You got to be smart, which it all could definitely work. I'm not saying it's not going to work, but what I'm saying is, as far as chivalry goes, see, chivalry is only for the guy who is not appealing to the woman initially. And the core common things that appeal to women is what? Like I said, is value. You got to be of some value. Some women, it might be a lot of money. Okay, a lot of money is always going to help. I'll say that. But some women, it may not, you know, particularly be money. Some women, it may be like social status with friends. You just run in a clique of guys all the time. And that's what can turn her on. Because like I said, women want that value. They want that protection in life. And if you're running with other protectors, then she feels safe. And like in the whole sexual, see, women get turned on by feeling safe. Women can't get turned on by feeling safe. Where on the flip side, like they can't get turned on just because you're nice. You see what I'm saying? Like if you're just a nice guy, like this is why nice guys always finish last and assholes finish on their face. If you're nice, see, nice isn't protecting. Like now as men, like I know the logic that men, a man's mind is going to make on this. A man's mind is going to say, oh, well, if they're nice, that means that they'll be loyal. And if they'll be loyal, then they'll, you know, there's a good chance that they'll protect you when you need it. That's logical man thinking, you see. But see, women aren't looking at it like that. Women look at nice as like as being weak and being pathetic and being a pushover type of thing. Because their emotions get involved. They'll just, you know, disregard nice because nice isn't aggressive. You see what I'm saying? Nice doesn't have that. Nice isn't, you know, nice isn't gonna go out there and tell this motherfucking taxi to sit his motherfucking ass down and wait on him. You see, nice is going to be, oh, can you please come wait on me? And then the taxi cab, like, fuck you. You see what I'm saying? Nice isn't that worldly aggressiveness. This is why women, like, this is why vagina doesn't get wet for nice. The only time it will is if the vagina is just too beat down. Like, she has 5 kids by 8 different men, or she's super poor, or she's ugly, and, you know, she just can't get a guy to stay around. Then nice can, you know, work, get the vagina wet, you know, a little bit off of that. But once she's out of those criteria, nice doesn't work anymore. Nice is going to get you, it might get you a few pity texts, a few pity replies back in Texas, but that's about as far as it's going to get you, because she's going to be ultimately repulsed by you. Because like I said, women are attracted to a protector. You see what I'm saying? Like they're not attracted to equal, because that means she might have to protect you, and when she might have to protect you, that's a turnoff. You see, it's just how it is. And chivalry, they see women. See, women don't know how to properly diagram things a lot. Many of them don't. So like this is what they're doing. I say with chivalry, women see chivalry. Okay, women either they're going to see it as a weakness, like, you know, being a nice guy. They're going to see it as a weakness, or they're going to see it as, okay, well, like, he knows I don't like him, so he's just being real nice because he wants to fuck me type of thing. So, like, in the former, you know, you're going to come off as weak because, like I said, chivalry, it's a delicate line you have to, once you go the route of chivalry with a woman, it's a very delicate line you have to, like, stay on, like a tightrope walker, because like if you can stay on a tightrope, then you're good. Which stay on tightrope is like having that right mix of being very nice, but then like just completely ignoring her, like, you know, every 2 sentences is what she might say, like so, something like that, or you just don't text her at all. But when you see her, you talk to her. Like you got to balance it. You see what I'm saying? Like you can still be nice to them, but there has to be some like undercut, like. Yeah, your hair looks pretty, but like I kind of like Sarah's better. Like, you know, it has to be some kind of like undercut to like the humble to bring them back down a couple of notches. Because if you're just like constantly put them on a pedestal, I was talking to one woman, and she explained it exactly. She did explain this well. She said, like, yeah, once a woman is put on a pedestal, she's gonna, okay, one way of it is she's just gonna be bored because there's nothing for her to do in a relationship. It's like when you undercut them, see, now you're giving her some thought to think about and, you know, something to maybe work towards, you know, if you keep undercutting, you know, a compliment, or like I said, you ignore her or something, like every second sentence she says, you just ignore it and act like you didn't hear it. See, now she's thinking like, well, what is he doing? Why is he thinking about me? You know, then you get on that road. But like I said, if you're like always aware, always listening, always there for her, always, like, she's going to be bored. Like, this is like I say before, man, like, when you deal with a woman, just imagine, just like, a woman is the equivalent of a dog, of a mixture of a dog and a child, a small child. Like, that's how you have to look at them. I don't care how independent they claim to be. I don't care if they got their own house, car, and professional doctor and all that. See, even that professional doctor, she wants to be that kid to a leader of a man. Every one of them. It doesn't fit. See, feminism has a lot of men and women confused on it. Like, they got to think, oh, well, no women are like that. Man, wherever you go on the planet, I'm telling you, son, anywhere you go on the planet, it's going to be the same. Like, it's nature. It's nature. It's common core. Like the same thing with men. Everywhere you go on the planet, men will always get aroused for a woman with a fat ass, nice tits, clean skin, and long hair, and that's clean. Her face don't even got to be like, you know, perfect. But if her body's right, every man, gay men, will know, like, yeah, I want to fuck that bitch. Even if he don't even fuck women, he'll say it. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a natural thing. It's just a natural order. And because like, modern society is like trying to shame people pretty much into figuring out women. That's really the core of it. They're trying to shame men for figuring out women's game because women are so dumb. They don't really know how to figure out a man. You see what I'm saying? So like this is what women try to do to men. They're trying to bring you down to their level. Just like I said, like a child. When a child doesn't know something and he yells at you because what that child is trying to do is he's trying to get you to yell back at him. So now you're all on the same level. So now he can possibly win. That's what's happening. That's what happens with females in modern society. They're trying to shame men into figuring out women, which is, like, women are not hard to figure out. But they're shaming everyone. And I'm going to use this word shame because that's like the new hot word of the century now for when, you know, you talk down to somebody. Women are trying their best to take down men for understanding them. You see, simply because they can't, they don't understand men. After sex, they don't know. They, like, a lot of them, they just don't have, like, and like I said, to understand a man, some women do get it. And this is where most women fail horrifically in life. Most women have the hardest, the most difficult time just being a genuinely decent person. That is the most difficult thing for most women to do, is to genuinely be a halfway decent human being. They just don't fucking get it. Especially in America, they just don't fucking get it because they're supposed to be entitled to everything. I watched Frozen and Cinderella since I was 4, so I'm going to get something because I'm just me. You know, like, they're so indoctrinated into them that they don't know. Like, a lot of them, they don't, like, actually develop a genuine personality until they're maybe, you know, until the looks start to fade for whatever reason. Until their desirability starts to fade, I should say. And some of them can hold on physically, but their mind is aged. And when they start talking, you're like, ooh, I see why they're single. But yeah, man, like that. So yeah, chivalry, man. Chivalry to a woman is the equivalent of a woman having a great personality, but let's say, like, not being the most attractive physically. That's what it is. Because on the flip side, let's say, in that scenario, let's say if a 10 out of 10 walks up to a man, as long as she's not too much of a bitch, he'll deal with anything she has to say or does to get with her. And it's the same thing for a woman. If a man has enough resources and protective abilities, she'll deal with, you know, a bet that's above hers and she knows it. Oh, she'll deal with, you know, calling other women bitches and all that stuff. She'll deal with it because she's trying to get with that, with, you know, with that resource. And it's just the reality. It's just the reality of it, man. Like, it's just what it is. Like, she don't, like, that woman doesn't care about shit. Okay, you think a woman is going to care? Let's say they, what's that dude that played Thor? Adam Hemsworth or whatever? You think a woman would care if he was being chivalrous to her? No, she don't give a fuck about that. Just like a man wouldn't care if, I don't know, who's a hot celebrity now? I don't even know. Charlize Theron, she got old. Who's a young one? I don't even know a young hot actress. Nina Dobrev. I watch some of her. Let's say if she walked up, like, you think motherfuckers care that she gonna be stupid and she comes up with her tits hanging out? Like, no. Like, yeah, 2 + 2 = 7. And, you know, and then, you know, pound her out. And, you know, that's what it is. It's just the reality. It's what we both want. And like I said, like, modern feminism, like, they're trying to shame men because men can openly see it. Like, we can acknowledge the logic on it. Women still have problems. Like I said, women still have problems, not in the dating market per se, but in their mental development, in realizing reality. Like, their brains just are not wired to function outside their own brain. Or with that female who was on the same physical attractiveness level as she is. Anything too far outside of that, their brains just are not rigged to keep up with it. It's the reality of it. I mean, you can hate it. You can, you know, ban the video if you're some, like, YouTube admin watching this. But it's the truth. It's just the sad reality of it. Because it's no secret. Anywhere you go on the planet, everybody knows it's the same thing. If a guy has a lot of money and, you know, he looks decent and he's clean, women are going to be lined up behind him. Why is that common knowledge? Because it's the fucking truth. That's why it's common knowledge. Just like the other way around. If a woman has nice tits and a big ass, guys will be lined up behind her. It's no magical, just creative theory that feminists want you to believe. You know, a retarded, dumb, new women, new age women, dyed hair and, you know, tossed around temper sluts. They, like, this is not some new, see, like, to them it's probably new because like I said, women are fucking dumb when it comes to the reality of the world. They don't get, and if they do get it, they'll fuck up the intricacies of it. Like, they don't get it. But see, like I said, men, we all, like, you know, if you go to India, if you fly to India tonight and ask them, they gonna say the same shit motherfuckers will say in Germany. They gonna say the same shit, you know, what women and men want. They gonna say the same shit in Chile. They gonna say the same shit in Missouri. It's like, it doesn't, like, the logic doesn't change. It's just, it might be in a different language. You know, maybe, you know, in a different part of the world, a different climate, but the cores are always going to be there. And like I said, modern feminists, like, they're trying to strip that logic. Because like I said, these are the women who figured out that men figured out women. So they're pretty much like infantile children now. Like, no, I'm not hungry. And you can hear their stomach growl from across the room. And they go sit there, I'm not hungry. Like, we all know you hungry, you dumb bitch. I can hear your stomach growling, and I know you didn't eat since 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon, and you was running all night. You know what I'm saying? I know you. See, this is the level, like I say, in the world, this is the inevitable level you must deal with women on. Like, you can't be mad about it. It can be frustrating, but you can't get mad. You have, like I said, it's like dealing with a child, like a child. A child is going to, you know, a child is going to be over there just falling asleep. They'd be like, go to bed. I'm not sleepy. Hey, motherfucker, like, I know you. Like, you was just snoring. Did you hear yourself? You woke yourself up snoring. Talking about you ain't sleepy. Like, that is the level you have to. That's how you got to approach the world, man. That's what I'm going to say about it.